USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Pro-Palestinian protests planned across the U.S. today in cities big and small, from Alaska to Hawaii, Boston, Chicago, New York, L.A., even Bar Harbor, Maine. Israel and Hamas in the midst of a ceasefire after weeks of violence killing over 200 people, mostly in Gaza. President Biden saying Friday peace in the Middle East depends mainly on one thing.
Until the region says unequivocally they acknowledge the right of Israel to exist as an independent Jewish state, there will be no peace.
More violence reported Friday between Israeli security forces and Palestinian protesters accused of throwing rocks at them at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. No deaths reported. President Biden apparently planning to meet with members of George Floyd's family next week. The Hill reporting Friday the meeting Tuesday will mark 1 year since Floyd's death in Minneapolis. The White House not confirming the report. Meanwhile, the White House hoping to push through a police reform bill named for Floyd that passed the House but has yet to pass the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
We have our first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, subtropical storm Anna, forming Saturday morning. Anna not expected to impact the U.S. The tropical storm watch issue for Bermuda, though. Anna forming a little early. The Atlantic hurricane season doesn't officially start until June 1st. America reporting fewer COVID cases, but some still reluctant to take off their masks. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying Friday returning to normal won't be easy for everyone.
For 16 months, we've been saying that it's important to wear these masks to protect yourselves. And now what we're saying is it's going to be hard to get back to life as we knew it without these masks. And we're going to do so dipping our toe in the water and having everybody move at their own pace.
The 7-day average of daily new cases down Friday to under 30,000. That's the lowest in almost a year. Closer, but not close enough, apparently. President Biden lowering the cost of his infrastructure plan Friday to less than $2 trillion, but it's still about $1 trillion higher than the Republican plan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Prince Harry recalling a time of his life he says was a nightmare. Harry talking to Oprah on the Me You Can't See show airing Friday on Apple TV+. Harry says for almost a decade, from when he was 23 to 32, after his mom died, he turned to drugs and alcohol to numb the pain. An actor to stand trial for rape charges, here's Wendy King.
After 3 days of dramatic and often emotional testimony from three women who said that 70s show actor Danny Masterson raped them nearly 20 years ago, a judge has found that he must stand trial. He could get up to 45 years in prison. Masterson has pleaded not guilty. His lawyers said they would prove his innocence and during the hearing repeatedly challenged the women on discrepancies in their stories. They allege the accusers coordinated in the years since their alleged rapes. The actor had no visible reaction to the judge's decision as he sat in court. During the hearing, his attorney suggested that police, prosecutors, and witnesses were tainted by anti-religious bias against the Church of Scientology, which Masterson is a prominent member of. All three women are also members of that church. The allegations happened at the height of Masterson's fame when he starred as Stephen Hyde on That 70s Show from 1998 to 2006. Masterson, who's been free on bail since his June arrest, was told to return to court for a new arraignment on June 7th. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.